Brahma Buddhaya, dear friends, today I would like to introduce some special part of Buddhism. This lesson is very, very difficult to understand, but actually, therefore I use that word to their interest. Okay? So dear friends, we have gotten a very rare opportunity in this very life to understand the true nature of life, true nature of mind, true nature of body, like mechanism of lives. So Buddha told how beings are reborn in other world. I think you have heard the word called samsara, rebirth process. So there is a special process, keep processing in our mind. It's not for only human beings. In animal beings, hell beings, deities or gods, ghosts, titans, they have this process. As a result of this process, what happened, he has to rebirth again. When he died, without any distance, he has to rebirth. So there is a process, it's like circle or like chakra. So did you see on page number four? Okay. So this is the main circle or main chakra or main process in Buddhism. So dear friend, there are 12 elements. You can follow me a few times. So then I want to say, if we can see this process, okay, if we can break this process, we can stop our suffering, our next birth. But it is not easy to break. Okay? So if we want to see this process, we have to develop our concentration, our mindfulness. Okay? Therefore, if we want to see this process to our lives, to our mind, we have to practice meditation, calm meditation, or serenity meditation. Okay? So for what? When one practice calm meditation, he can see. When he will attain some concentration level or jhana, thereafter he can see. Then when one has good wisdom, he breaks this process. When one has good wisdom. So therefore, if you want to attain good wisdom, if you want to attain wisdom, we have to practice insight meditation. Okay? Therefore, Buddha, he have taught two kinds of meditation, calm meditation and insight meditation. Or serenity meditation and insight meditation, you can see. So, there are two kinds of liberation. I think you know, mind liberation and wisdom liberation. So, dear friends, if someone breaks this process, he must be a human being or heavenly being like God. He must be human being or he must be heavenly being. Then other beings, hell beings, animals, gods, titans, they can't break this process. Therefore, there is another name to Buddha, we call Satta Devamansana, teacher of humans and gods. I think you have heard that word. Because if you want to break this process, we have to follow Buddha's meditation or Buddha's teaching. Then deities, gods, if they want to break this process, they have to follow this meditation or Buddha's teaching like that. So therefore, this is the main point, or this is the deepest point of Buddha's teaching, in Buddha's teaching. So, dear friends, when Buddha became fully enlightened, when he was, while he was sitting under the Bodhi tree, Buddha, he wisely considered, he wisely reflected. So what is the reason for suffering? Suffering means birth, two people, they suffer, they subject to sickness, illness, like that. So what is the reason? So possessing good, higher concentration level, he thought it. He wisely considered. Then as a result of his research, what happened? He found this process. Today, I'm going to say about this process. There are three levels. Name of this discourse called Vibhanga Sutta. In English, analysis. So this lesson, it is like introduction, okay? So yes, if you can follow these things, you will be a very great person, okay? So, we're beginning this lesson. Buddha teaches, when Buddha was living in Savatthi, Savatthi is kind of village, Buddha preached this discourse. How man, I will teach and analyze for you dependent origination. So, what is the name of this process? Dependent origination process. Little bit hard, but we can study. Okay. Then Buddha teaches, and what is dependent origination? Pali word is paticca samuppada. Okay. And what is paticca samuppada? And what is dependent origination? Then Buddha teaches, there are 12 elements. First one, how one's ignorance is a condition for volitional formation. Ignorance is a condition for volitional formation. Then, volitional formation, volitional formations are a condition for consciousness. Consciousness is a condition for name and form. I will explain one by one. Okay. Then Buddha teaches, consciousness is a condition for name and form. Name and form are condition for the six sense field. The six sense fields are conditions for contact. Contact is a condition for feeling. Feeling is a condition for craving. Craving is a condition for clinging. Clinging is a condition for continued existence. Continued existence is a condition for birth. Birth is a condition for old age, and death, sorrow, lamentation, pain, sadness, grief, and distress to come to be. Okay, so there are three elements. When you follow this one, you can find one thing come before the other, like that. It is like a series of antecedent, like that. So there are 12 elements, and there is an order, or like hierarchy, like no, it's order, like I think it's correct. So dear friends, now Buddha he is going to analyze this process one by one. So therefore we use or we call this discourse analyze or Vibhanga Sutta. Buddha teaches how he starts with final point. So when we follow or when you learn these things or when you study these things, you will know how our existence comes to be and how it continues to be. So first one, Buddha teaches, and what is old age and death? So what is suffering like that? Okay, what is old age and death? Buddha teaches, the old age, this is Buddha's definition, how decrepitude, it's like decay or weakness, broken teeth, gray hairs, wrinkly skin. We know when we become an old person, what happened little by little, our skin, it will wrinkle. Then we know what happened to our hair, it will be gray hair, or it become gray hair. Then diminished, so is it correct pronounced?
Diminished, yes.
Yeah, diminished vitality and failing faculties of the various sentient beings in the various orders of sentient beings. This is called old age. Okay, this is the definition of old age, Buddha's definition. Okay, then Buddha teaches, what is the death? How the passing away, perish, disintegration, demise, mortality, death, disease, like it's like a disappear. You know, heavenly beings, they haven't dead body. Gods, they haven't dead body. When they die, what happened? Their body, it disappeared. Then breaking up of the aggregates. What are the aggregates? Breaking up of the aggregates, our body and our mind, feeling, perceptions, these things. Breaking up of these things, like aggregates, breaking up of the aggregates, and laying to rest of the corpse of the various sentient beings in the various orders of sentient beings. This is called death. Okay? So, it is difficult to realize this process. But this is the starting point, because we can experience this one, first one. We can experience old age, death, like that. We can see. Then, Buddha teaches monks is old age. Monks, this is called old age and death. Buddha teaches next, how, in next, and what is birth? Pali word is jati. What is birth? Buddha teaches, the birth, inception, conception, reincarnation, manifestation of the aggregates. Manifestation of the aggregates, it's like our mind, our body, our feelings, our perception. These things will connect or create or gather. It's kinds of work. Okay? And acquisition of the sense fields, like acquisition of the sense fields, like acquisition of the eye, ear, nose, tongue, body and mind. These are the sense fields. And gain of the sense fields of the various sentient beings in the various orders of sentient beings. This is called birth. This is the definition of birth, Buddha's definition. Okay, so birth is the reason for suffering or old age and death. Okay, when one has a birth, what happens? He has to experience old age, sickness, illness, and death. Okay, sometimes he may be a goat, he has to experience it. Okay. He has to experience death. How? He ending with his life span, he will disappear. Okay? Then he makes Khatamoch Bhikkhave Bahu. And what is continued existence? Okay? Dear friends, in this case I would like to say Bhava, it is the correct word taught by Buddha. It's a Pali word. Therefore, I have attached Pali terms, Pali statement and English term. So, Pali word is Bhava. In English, there are a few words. I have seen monks, they have translated using few terms, few words. So, according to this translation, this Bhante, I think Sujato Bhante, he had used continued existence. Then I have seen another word, becoming. Okay. Then my teacher, he said, arranging of karma. Arranging of karma. So Buddha teaches how there are these three status of existence. Three status of bhava, or we can say these three status of arranging of karma. Now, I'm going to say about it. I think there is a little discourse in your page number, I think 4. Yeah, page number 4. There is a little discourse about what about bhava. Continued existence. How Buddha teaches, there is a little conversation. So this conversation done by Anandabhante and Buddha, between Anandabhante and Buddha. So how Anandabhante asks Bhante, what is the bhava? What is the continued existence? What is the bhava? What is the bhava? Okay. Then he asks, how is bhava continued? How is bhava defined? Thereafter Buddha teaches, if Ananda, there were no deeds to result in the sensual realm, would bhava or would continued existence in the sensual realm still come about? Okay, Buddha asked a question. Ananda, there were no deeds, like Pali word is karma. There were no karma to result in the sensual realm. Would continued existence, would bhava in the sensual realm still come about? Thereafter, Ananda Bhante said, no, Bhante. So, Ananda, karma or deeds are the field. This is Buddha's example, like karma or deeds are the field. Consciousness is the seed. And craving is the moisture. Moisture like water. Okay? So Buddha asks, isn't there karma to experience in lower realm? No karma, no karma, like no sensual realms. So continued existence in lower realms like that. Okay? So Buddha teaches how, so Ananda, deeds are the field, consciousness is the seed, and craving is the moisture. The consciousness, it is like our mind, okay? Consciousness is like our mind. So what is the field? Our karma is the field. Then consciousness is like our mind. I will say again about this consciousness. So consciousness, it is the seed. And craving is the water. Now what happened? Buddha teaches the consciousness of sentient beings, the consciousness of beings, hindered by ignorance and fettered by craving. Okay? Having two things. There are two things. What two? Ignorance and craving. Hindered by ignorance and fettered by craving. Make wishes, hindered by ignorance and fettered by craving, is established in a lower realm. In a lower realm. That's how there is rebirth into new state of existence in the future. Okay? When one makes wishes with ignorance and with craving, what happens? According to his wish, according to his wishes, he will rebirth in other world. Okay? Because if he has karma, okay, if he has karma and if he has a consciousness or mind, if he has a craving, what happens when he makes wishes? According to his karma, he will rebirth in other world. It may be a lower world, or it may be a middle world, or it may be a higher world. Lower world, like some kinds of lower world, hell as a ghost or as a hell beings, like that. In middle world, some kinds of gods. Then higher world, some kinds of higher heavenly world, like Brahma world. Okay, so therefore, my teacher, he says, bhava, it means arranging of karma. Okay, but in Sinhala, there is no single word. Then in English, monks, they have used some word. Actually, it is difficult to find single word to bhava. Bhava, it is the Pali word taught by Buddha. Okay, so but now you can take, or now you can get some idea. Now you have an idea what is the bhava. Okay, you can follow this course in free time. So, however, bhava, it is the reason to birth, it is the reason for birth. Okay, or arranging of karma is the reason for birth. Then, next, Buddha teaches. What is the reason for continued existence? What is the reason for continued existence? Reason is clinging. Pali word is upadana. So there are four kinds of upadana. Pali words, kama upadana, ditti upadana, silabbada upadana, attavada upadana. So in English we can say clinging at sensual pleasures, clinging at views, and clinging at precepts and observances, and clinging at theories of a self. There are four kinds of clinging. So what is the clinging of sensual pleasures? When we feel or when we experience some enjoyments, delicious foods or melodious sounds like that, there is a clinging. Clinging, and it is like a trap. Okay? So think this way, there is a room. It has only one door. Okay? When one enters to this room, what happened? That door, it closed. It is closed. At that time, he can return, he can back. Because it closed. In this, so this clinging, it is like a trap, like that room. Okay? When one experiences it with pleasure mind, what happened? He trapped to sound, he trapped to foods like that, taste like that. So at the moment, what happened? According to that clinging, that karma, it will arrange, it will create. Okay, without any distance. Then clinging at views, like, it is like this. When we hear something or when we see something, we attach or we catch us or we trap to some views. Okay? So at that time we can say, oh, you have a wrong view, give up it. He doesn't like to give up it. Why? It has a clinging. It has a clinging. Then clinging at precepts and observances, like there is a clinging, it create with observance, like practice. You know, Buddhist monk, Buddhist disciple, they practice some precepts. Then some other religions, they practice some kinds of rules or precepts or conditions. Okay, so it is kinds of clinging. So according to this clinging, what happened? It will create a karma. Then, therefore, according to Buddha's teaching, Buddha's precepts, it has a karma. It has a karma, but it is a good karma. He will experience it, result with pleasure, with pleasant mind. Okay? It has a good result. So today you observe 8 precepts. It has a good result. As a result of this precept, what happened? He will rebirth in good world. Okay? He will experience it karma with happy mind. Then, what is the clinging and theories of self? It is like when one sees something or looks something, when one feels something, he will has an idea how he tapped to some self-identity. It's like it mine, my own, like that. It I am, like that. Okay? So that is the last clinging. Atvada upadana. Then, what is the reason for clinging? What is the reason for clinging? Buddha teaches, craving is the reason. Craving is the reason. So, there are these 6 classes of craving. Buddha teaches, craving for sights, like pictures or forms, like that. When we see something, when we look something, craving is problem. Then craving for sounds, craving for smells, craving for taste, craving for touches, craving for thoughts. Okay? There are six parts of craving. No any other craving than this. Okay? So when one hears some melodious sounds, what happens? So without any effort, he will cling or he cling with sound. As a result of it, that karma will arise. As a result of it, he will birth, will rebirth again. Okay? When one has a birth, he has to experience suffering. Then, what is the reason for craving? Reason is feeling. Feeling is the reason. So, there are, with the teachers, there are these six classes of feeling. Feeling born of contact through the eye. Feeling born of contact through the ear, nose, tongue, body and mind. This is called feeling. So, dear friends, this is the special point because when we feel something, it may be a pleasant or unpleasant or neutral. Our craving or his craving will arise, or his craving will sprout, or it will begin. Okay? As a result of craving, you know process. What happened to you? Then what is the reason for feeling? I think you know feeling. It's very easy to understand, okay? Because we have feel many things. Then what is the reason for feeling? Contact is the reason. So what is the contact? Contact means it has three things. With the teachers, the gather or connect or combine or meeting of the three things. You can say three things will meet or gather or connect. What three? Our eye and our mind or consciousness and sights. When these things connect, it is the contact or eye contact, you can say. There are these six classes of contact. Contact through the eye. So that is the eye contact. Then so what is the ear contact? Our ear and sounds and our mind, or especially with the use of word consciousness. So meeting of these three, this is the ear contact. So that is the ear contact. In the same way, you can understand nose, tongue, body and mind. So what is the body? Our body and our mind, or our consciousness, and our some touches. It may be comfortable or uncomfortable. So when these things connect, so that is the body contact. This is the body contact. So contact is the reason for feeling. Then Buddha teaches khatamancha bhikkhave salayatam. So, and what is the reason to contact? What is the reason for contact? Buddha teaches reason is the six sense feet. So what are the six sense feet? You know, eye, ear, nose, tongue, body and mind. Is there a person or is there a being? He has eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, mind, or one or few things of them like that. So if someone has these things, at least body and mind, actually, he has contact. If someone has contact, what happened? He will feel something. When one feels something, what happened? Craving will sprout. Craving will be. So as a result of it, finally he has to rebirth. Then in this, Buddha teaches, what is the reason for six sense field or six sense bases? Reason is name and form. So what is the name and form, dear friends? Pali word is nama rupa. Anytime this name and form keeps together, okay, we can study one by one or as independent things. But anytime it keeps together, keeps connecting, because therefore Buddha used a word nama rupa like name and form. Okay, so what is the name? Feeling, perception, intention, contact and attention. There are how many things? Five things. Okay, this is the name or definition, like it has five things. You know about feeling, you know about perception, you know about intention and contact and attention. Attention, it is like we have an ability to think something, okay? So we can pay attention to something, we can think something. There is ability to think of. So there is the attention, simply. So these five things keeps together, okay? Keeps connecting. So there is another word for these things, mentality things. Then what is the form? It has few things, like four great elements. You have heard. So what is the definition of form? Buddha teaches the four primary elements and form. So how I pronounce? Derived. Yeah. The four primary elements and from derived from the four primary elements. This is called form. So what is the so what are the five great elements? Water element, earth element, heat element, and air element. Okay. So in simply name and form, I can say when we talk about a person, so we have name and form. We have four great elements. We have air element. We have earth element, like our teeth, our bones, like that. We have air element, like our breathing process. We have water element, like our blood, urine, like that. We have heat element. We have some warm. Then we have feeling. We have perception. We have intention. We have contact. We have an ability to think something. Okay? So these things keep together, keeps connecting. So therefore, the use of word, name and form is the reason to six sense field or six sense faculties. Then what is the reason for name and form? Consciousness is the reason. Okay, so consciousness means, dear friends, there are six classes of consciousness: eye, ear, nose, tongue, body and mind. Eye consciousness, ear consciousness, nose consciousness, tongue consciousness, body consciousness and mind consciousness. There are no six kinds of consciousness. Okay, there is only one consciousness, So this consciousness connect with our eye, ear, nose, tongue, body and mind. Okay? Therefore we can say Buddha used the word six class of consciousness. Okay? You know, we can understand our mind. When we see something, our mind connect with our eye. Okay? So when we hear something, our mind connect or it arise in our ear. When we taste something, our mind arise in our tongue. So in the same way, there are six class of consciousness. There is a definition about consciousness in your page, so you can follow it because we don't have time to discuss it. Then it means, what is the reason for consciousness? There is a reason. So what is the reason? Pali word is sankhara. And what months are the sankhara? What months are the volitional formation? There are three kinds of volitional formation. The bodily volitional formation, the verbal volitional formation, the mental volitional formation. Okay? So, dear friends, what is the bodily formation? Bodily volitional formation? So, bodily volitional formation is our natural breathing process. It tied up with our body. Okay? So that is the bodily volitional formation. So what is the verbal volitional formation? So it is there is a word in Pali, vitakka vichara. It means verbal volitional formation. It is like when we speak something, when we talk something, before we speak, we think about it. Okay? We point out it and we analyze it through our mind. Through our own mind. Okay? Through our own mind, we point out it and we analyze it. Thereafter we speak. Okay? We will say something. We will say our idea. My idea is like that. Okay? So that is the verbal volitional formation. Then, the mental volitional formation, it has two things, perception and feeling. So that is the mental volitional formation. Perception, you know perception, so we have an ability to perceive something like that. Perception and feeling, so these things keep with our mind. So therefore, we can say mental volitional formation. As a mental volitional formation. So as a result of volitional formation, what happened? Our consciousness will keep. It doesn't disappear. Okay? It doesn't vanish. Okay, as a result of volitional formation, simply we can say, if we have natural breathing process, what happens? We alive. Okay, we live because our mind it keep connecting with our body. When we die, what happens? Our breathing process. What happened to our breathing process? It is stopped. It vanished. Thereafter, what happened to our consciousness? What happened to our mind? It will disappear. It will go out. So therefore, volitional formation is the reason for consciousness. Okay? So, what is the reason for volitional formation? Ignorance is the reason. Ignorance, you know that there is a definition, not knowing about suffering, the origin of suffering, the cessation of suffering and the practice that leads to the cessation of suffering. It is about Four Noble Truths. He doesn't have any idea about suffering, origin of suffering, what is the reason for our suffering. Then he doesn't realize what is the cessation of suffering, and he couldn't develop the way leading to the cessation of suffering like Noble Eightfold Path. Okay? As a result, this is the ignorance. As a result of this ignorance, what happened? He has to birth again. Now what happened? These things connected. These things have connected like a circle. He has to rebirth. When one has, when he suffers something, he can't stop it. Why? He has ignorance. So therefore, we know some people, they will suffer many things, or in whole life they will suffer from many different things. Even they suffer a lot, they can't stop it. Why? If they won't stop it, they have to break this process. Until they break this process, they can't stop their suffering. Okay? So, did you understand it? Good, good, good. So therefore, dear friends, Buddha, he have told some special thing to Buddhist disciple, to Buddhist monk. They should know this verse. So this is the, so what is the verse? Actually, this is the theory of Buddhism. You know that process, that is the mechanism of living beings. So this is the theory of Buddhism. What is the theory? Noble theory. We call noble theory. Pali word is Aranya. Is it correct translation? Noble theory, is it correct translation for Aranya? Aranya, noble theory, yeah. So I use that word, noble theory. So it has four terms. How? Iti imasmin sati idam hoti. Imasmin, iti imasmin sati idam hoti. When this exists, this is. Imasmin asati idam hoti. When this doesn't exist, this is not. Imasso upada idam upajati. Due to the arising of this, this arises. Imasa nirodha idan nirujyati, due to the cessation of this ceases. So how we apply this process into this theory? In simple, I can say, okay, when birth exists, old age is. When birth doesn't exist, old age and death or suffering is not. When due to the arising of birth, suffering arises. Due to the cessation of birth, suffering ceases. Okay? This is the noble theory. In the same way, we can apply another part. We can apply three elements. As we can say, when feeling exists, craving is. When feeling doesn't exist, craving is not. Due to the arising of feeling, craving arises. And due to the cessation of feeling, craving ceases. In the same way, you can apply all elements. So, then there is a little pictures in page number 4. So it's about dependent origination. or Paticca Samuppada is the Pali word, or we can say arising and cessation of dukkha. Dukkha is the Pali word. We can say arising and cessation of suffering. Now, I would like to invite to you, we can practice this part as a meditation within 5 minutes. Okay? We have. So, actually, then I will say about this process after lunch or after our break. Now we can practice this part as a meditation. Anyway, gently close your eyes and pay attention to my words. Okay? So, now we are going to think about our own lives. Relax your body, relax your mind. Think this way. Dear friends, now you know something about suffering. Aging is suffering. Death is suffering. Lamentation, and weeping, wailing, sickness. So, what is the reason for suffering? Birth is the reason. What is the reason for birth? Arranging of karma is the reason. What is the reason for arranging of karma? Clinging is the reason. What is the reason for clinging? Craving is the reason. What is the reason for grief? The feeling is the reason. What is the reason for feelings? Contact is the reason. What is the reason for contact? Six sense bases are the reason. What is the reason for six sense bases? Name and form is the reason. What is the reason for name and forms? Consciousness is the reason. What is the reason for consciousness? Formation is the reason. What is the reason for formation? Ignorance is the suffering. In this way, this entire mass of suffering originates, changes. Open your eyes now. Right. Dear friends, so now I stop our dumb talk. Yeah. So question is suffering made by oneself. Then Buddha answered, "Oh Kassapa, not so. Don't say it." Then again Kassapa asks, "Then is suffering made by another?" Again Buddha answered, "Oh, don't say Kassapa, not so." Again Kassapa asks, "Well, Bhante, is suffering made by both oneself and another?" Then Buddha says, "Don't say Kassapa, don't say it, not so, Kassapa." Then again, Kassapa asks, Buddha, "Does suffering arise by chance, not made by oneself or another?" Again Buddha said, "Oh Kassapa, don't say it, not so." Then Kassapa, he was confused. He asked, "Oh Bhante, good. Well, is there no such thing as suffering?" Again Buddha said, "Oh Kassapa, it is not that there is no such thing as suffering. Suffering is real." Again, this Kassapa, he confused. "Oh, Master Gotama, Master Buddha, Master Gotama doesn't know, nor see suffering. It is not that I don't know or see suffering." Buddha teaches. He thought, "Oh, Buddha, he doesn't know suffering." Therefore he asks. Then Buddha teaches, "It is not that I don't know or see suffering. I do know suffering, I do see suffering. Kassapa, I know suffering, I see it." So at that time, he requested, "Oh Bhante, I can't understand your answer. Please explain it." Thereafter, Buddha, he teaches, he taught about this dependent origination process. So this suffering is not created by any other person. It is like a phenomenon. Okay? So we know when we plant, some apple tree, we can plant. So eventually, we can see flowers after 2 years or 3 years like that. Then finally, after a few years, we can see apple fruits. So is that apple fruit created by oneself? No. Okay. In the same way, this process keep in beings. Okay, but so Buddha, he found this process. Buddha, he wanted to say, or he wanted to teach the Noble Eightfold Path to break this process. Okay, so Buddha's all teaching, meditation, holy life, ethical conduct, precepts, it may be insight or calm meditation, everything for what? For praying this process. Yeah, now it's time to practice. meditation now.